leads a vote. I live with my 96-year-old mother, and I'm back in the family home with her, and her body is, over here. Her mind is quite good, and the body is aging, the pain in the both legs, left hip, right knee, and just seeing her work with the pain, and the stubborn will to carry on, like do a roast beef last night, because we had company. And but then what I find in myself, I've had, you know, harsh voice, harsh tones, and, you know, the rising of impatience and things like that. And then, but we have our fights, but we get through them very quickly. But I'm also wanting to go to another level to develop more patience. Can you comment to that?
Yeah. I mean, just delighting in the opportunity that your mother's still around, and she has most of her faculties, and so that's it's a blessing, but also to recognize that there's always going to be some dynamic there where, like, you're always going to be her daughter.
It's, I tried to win in the kitchen, but
like, forget it. Yeah, forget it. Like my mom's 96, and there's just some things you have to give up on. So even as a monk and a sort of, you know, a revered teacher, and that doesn't cut it, you know. So I mean, there is a certain willingness to get to not be ready to put stuff down really quickly, and then to dwell on the fact that, yeah, at 96 there's not a whole lot of time left, and to not waste it in negativity and it doesn't mean you're not going to feel it or get caught up sometimes, but you know, cut yourself some slack and also recognize the fact that you've actually made the effort and the commitment to come back and help look after your mom. So that's a huge thing, and that functioning from a place of gratitude is a really important piece of the puzzle, and then you've got a context for letting go, because it isn't just I'm going to be patient. that doesn't work, because that's coming from a place of idealism of what you think you should be, but lifting up a quality of gratitude, then the negativity or impatience ends up being dissolved in that inclination to what is wholesome and skillful. You know, and then I said, and yeah, cut yourself some slack when you lose it.
Only no time is short, and so yeah. These things don't last very long.
Yeah. I've got Wednesday I'll be with my mom. So see, even monks have mothers.
Manitoba.
Yeah, I made the effort to arrange to meet my mom. She's living in Alberta. All my siblings ended up moving out there. But that's where she grew up. That's where my dad grew up and born and raised there. So Winnipeg. So take her there and or meet her there, and then have time to set up some meetings with relatives and whatnot. So.